Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello everyone and welcome back guys to a brand new podcast where today we're back once more with Jamie183 for hopefully one that isn't going to take an hour and a half. Yes, if you missed out on last week's video, we would definitely recommend going back and checking out. We went through every single F1 driver that's raced in Formula 1 between 2010 and the end of last season and we ranked them. Jamie, would you agree it was very, very good fun and an absolute nostalgia tour?
It was incredibly good. It was incredibly long, but it was enjoyable to do, and I hope you enjoyed it as well.
Yes, yeah, we really do. Of course, before we get into it, though, obviously, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, we are now available on Spotify. There will be links down in the description below. If you want to follow us over there, you know, then you can listen to your podcast whilst you're out and about, everything like that. Like we said last time, if you want to hear our sweet voices in the shower for whatever reason, then that's now possible as well. But as well, of course, if you're after Formula 1 merch, there will be links down in the description below. Currently still, the F1 site has got still the ongoing sale, you know, up to 40% off selected lines. So, you know, if you're interested in that and you do go through the link below, it really does help us out as well there. But this week then, Jamie, F1 definitely now has hit its dead point. You know, as someone like myself that spends a lot of time having to look through YouTube analytics, yeah, Formula 1 is at its quietest time of the year now.
Yeah. Like mid-January, not really much going on. Teams have started to announce dates for car reveals, which is about as exciting as it gets at the minute.
So
not a lot to talk about, but we're going to find some stuff. We'll have a chat.
We've got a few things we can get through today. Most of it, we'll be honest, is Formula 2 news, but we have still got a few Formula 1 stories as well to go through. You know, I think we're going to dub this the winter rundown, aren't we, Jamie? Something along those lines. But yeah, you touched upon it then. We've had, I think, two and a half technically teams confirmed, haven't we, when their car reveals are going to be. Of course, we're going to be back reacting to those as they happen. Aston Martin first up then, the 17th of February.
I don't know, I just saw they got announced. I can't remember the dates, but yeah, it's about a month away, which it's already quite soon, because as soon as you get car reveals, you start getting testing, and then it's basically the season. Which is
Testing's at the end of Feb, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're almost there, or maybe not. I suppose it's only been a month since the last race, really, hasn't it?
I was going to say, we're halfway through the winter break, so we are slowly but surely getting there. But yeah, Aston Martin, I'm pretty certain, have confirmed their car reveal is going to be on the 17th. Ferrari is confirmed to be the 18th. And then the kind of half one is Alpine, if I remember correctly. But they're only revealing their livery, which, I'm kind of hoping it's exactly the same thing as it already was. And they're running sort of like a mule car, aren't they? And everything like this. They're going to be running a mule car for the winter testing, apparently, or summer winter testing. And then the real car's going to get properly unveiled in Bahrain. So, El Plan, Jamie, is...
That's strange, actually.
Either completely screwed, or they've managed to develop a car with machine guns on it that
they
don't want anyone to see.
They're going to do a Braun GP and rock up to the first race with the quickest car, having done no testing. But I don't know, that's strange.
No, Braun did testing.
Braun did testing. Yeah, the second test, didn't they? Not the first one.
Yeah, because they went out for the first lap and went like a second quicker than
anyone else.
And
suddenly fueled their car massively. Yeah, I don't know. It's strange that they run a mule car, because that sort of indicates that you don't have your car ready, because there's no reason not to test it. So
yes,
maybe the plan is not going to be too good, but we'll find out.
Yeah, and I think sort of the other big Formula One news. Right, let's get one question knocked off the bat first of all. All these talks about will Hamilton stay in Formula One this year? There's no real debate, is there, Jamie? Of course he's coming back, surely.
Yeah.
We're going to completely play down the hype here.
Like, it's completely just headline writing, isn't it, by knockoff journalists. So, yeah, he's absolutely going to stay. I think Martin Brundle said on Sky, like, he doesn't buy it at all, and I don't buy it at all either.
Like, no. And when Sky are the ones that seem to be fueling the fire a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's going to happen. He'll come back because the FIA will do their investigation stuff that's happening as we speak, actually, that's going to be finished in like 3 weeks.
Yep, no, it's not going to be finished in 3 weeks. It's going to be it's going to be confirmed on the Thursday before Bahrain.
Oh, that's a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah, it's basically what they're trying to do is there's this whole thing, isn't there, now between Mercedes and Hamilton versus the FIA over this. Hamilton said he might have a sabbatical depending on what the decision is. So the FIA have turned around and gone, well, you can't really take a sabbatical unless you're already in Bahrain because that's when we're announcing it.
Yeah.
Which,
and he's got to do a full winter of training at that point. There's no point backing out.
Exactly. On the one hand, fair play to
it's quite smart
the
from
FIA. They've done everything they need to. On the other hand, it goes to show just how big Hamilton is in Formula One, that they're having to get to those sorts of levels. Because let's be fair, Hamilton is by far and away the only driver you could argue is bigger than the sport.
Yeah, for sure. Like
Richard, for sure.
You make the joke every single week, and it's still never been funny. Yeah, like he's got such a reach, like so far beyond F1 fans. So if he was to take a sabbatical or quit altogether, it would look horrendous on F1. But I don't see it happening at all. I think he'll be back on the grid.
No, maybe we'll see Hamilton take world title number 8 this year and then call it quits, go out on top. That remains.
He's still got
decided.
A contract for 2023 though, doesn't he?
Just 2022.
No,
it's
three. He signed
a
2-year one.
He signed a 2-year one at the start of last year.
Nah, it was 2023 for sure. I remember.
I'm not 100% sure on that one, but I'm going to allow you to believe you're right for now. I thought he just signed for 2021 and 2022. Okay, fair enough. I was wrong then. So, other bits of Formula One news. It's been a weird couple of weeks, hasn't it, Jamie, for the most part? First of all, we got the confirmation. I can't remember if it was out of the blue or not. Obviously, of Otmar Szafnauer announced he was leaving Aston Martin. The weird thing was, when I read that, was I already thought I knew that, which I was very confused by. Whether it had just been rumoured or hinted at beforehand, I don't know, but for some reason...
I think that was the case.
Yeah. I felt like I already was expecting that news.
There wasn't... It didn't feel like there was much of a shock. I think it was rumoured that he was going to Alpine already, which is what the rumours still are now. So everyone was like, this is sort of confirmation of what we already thought was happening. It's a bit of a shame, I think. He's been there, right from when it's Force India, I think.
Earlier days. I don't think it's quite that far back. You talk more about him.
Yeah, so he's done very well for that team. Obviously, they won a race, which they've never done before. Anyone else's leadership with Perez and Sakir that 2020. So he's done good. He basically steered a very low-budget team to be very consistent and good in the midfield. So, I mean, Alpine isn't a low-budget team, but they are in the midfield, so maybe he'll do a good job there. We'll have to wait and see. But always like with managerial changes in F1 especially, they take a while to kick in terms of putting their stamp on things, so maybe it won't be instant.
He steered Force India to their first win but joined after their first pole.
But their first pole was like super long ago.
It was their only pole, wasn't it? October 2009 he joined. He also, I've just learnt, raced in the USF 2000 series in the US, which I think is quite cool. But yeah, like you said, though, links heavily with Alpine. You know, El Plan is slowly coming into place, and that's when we sort of roll into our next piece of news. Then all of these kind of tie together in a bit of a weird way. Budkowski confirmed to be leaving Alpine, and like we said, we're really not sure why particularly.
Yeah.
Whether he's left or whether he's been dropped. I got the sense he'd been dropped.
I get a sense of being dropped just because of the team photo from Abu Dhabi, which was taken the day of his dismissal, or when he was told he was getting dismissed. So if you look back at the team photo for Abu Dhabi for Alpine, he's there with his middle finger up at the camera, very subtly.
Yes, yeah, so, very, very well done to him. Yeah. Because I don't think anyone had noticed, had they?
I don't think anyone noticed, no.
And he's sat right next to Danny Kvyat, which again, I don't think anyone noticed.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that, actually, even now. But yeah, I think it's a bit of a shame for him. Like, they kept Cyril at their team when he was underperforming for years. Marcin Budkowski did all right for a year, kept it, fifth in the championship when they probably shouldn't have really been there with the car they had.
Yeah, AlphaTauri definitely should have beaten him.
Yeah, I guess, Otmar is definitely a better team principal, so I guess they have upgraded, but it feels harsh.
Yeah, but again, it depends how Otmar's going to settle in, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it's always difficult changing team principals, because where was it that Fred Vasseur went that didn't suit him at all?
He was at Renault.
He was at Renault, yeah, wasn't he? And then it was like way too corporate for him, because he's a bit of a laid-back team principal. It just didn't work. So
he's basically a lad, is Fred Vasseur.
Yeah, Fred Vasseur is probably my favourite team principal on the grid. And not just because he had quite a new show of drive. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It will be interesting to see how it works out. But I think they're in safe hands with Otmar Szafnauer. He's a very good team principal. Been around the block. So I'm sure he'll do a decent job.
Yeah, and I'm just sort of thinking about it. This will be the first time, of course, Otmar's been in charge of a team that also sorts out their own power, which will be rather interesting.
Mm.
Obviously, I'm not 100% sure how much he'll have on that.
Because they're in very dangerous, and the actual team is in Enstone, so I imagine he's just in the Enstone lot, isn't he?
Probably. But I'm sure he'll sort of have to see some of it going on as well behind the scenes. We also then got confirmation this week, and we're not going to make any jokes about this, Jamie. We're going to keep it professional. Mike Crack has been confirmed to Aston Martin. Yep. Straight faces, people.
Like,
straight faces.
You'd go by Michael, wouldn't you? Why is he named Mike?
You'd have to go by Michael,
what
surely.
A clown.
I mean, his childhood must have been awful.
Yeah, it's they've completely lined it up for him to be laughed at all year, unfortunately. I've never heard of him before. He's been promoting within, hasn't he?
Yeah, and this is the thing, isn't it? You just know at some point this year, Croft is going to go, let's go speak to Mike Crack.
Yeah, and it will be memed into oblivion.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a horrendous year for Formula One. But yeah, let's have a look. So he was originally at BMW for a long time.
It's a strange appointment. I mean, it's probably, I guess, at Aston now, you have to do a lot of networking with the actual car company, so if he knows them quite well, it's probably quite a good appointment. But in terms of F1, I don't think he's got much history.
He was in charge of BMW's Formula E, GT and IMSA programs, which, to be fair, they've done pretty well, and he was also overseeing their expansion into the new LMDH category, which again, I think we're going to see Robert Schwartzman there next year. Anytime I mention LMDH, I have to bring up Robert Schwartzman. I just think it's going to be the way he goes. Yeah. But, I mean, he led BMW to some pretty good success in Formula E. Their GT and IMSA programs, they've gone... Obviously, I'm saying all this because I know you'll have no idea.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're just saying letters.
They've ran different cars in those in recent years, between the M6, the M8, and GT3, GTE for years.
Is that the big one?
The M8 was the big meme car, yeah. But then since then, they've actually gone... the M8's still in GTE, but they've now gone to the M4 from the M6 in GT3. And they've always been competitive cars as well, helped by BOP. But BMW, have certainly done pretty well there. So I feel like he will kind of be a bit like Otmar, where he goes in and he's still able to get a lot out of the team. And maybe BMW power back in Formula One?
Oh, there's rumours, isn't there? So we'll see, 2025 or 2026, depending when the rules come in.
Could we see, BMW Aston Martin closer and closer that ties? Are Aston Martin owned by them?
I don't think they are.
Who owns Aston Martin? Are they not owned by a bigger team, bigger
Isn't
company?
Isn't it Jaguar, or is it... They're in the same umbrella group as Jag, I think.
Possibly. Yeah,
they're actually their own. They're their own thing, Aston Martin. Still,
they are still their own thing, are they? They're hanging on by
a
thread.
Surprising,
at the
yeah.
Well, it's because obviously Strudelic put all that money in. I would have thought behind the scenes. But yeah, to sort of round out this sort of weird little rumours and stories and team managers getting sacked. Then, of course, like we said, Otmar is linked to go into Alpine. Prost, Alain Prost, four-time champion, has also left Alpine as well. That's been confirmed just about an hour before we're recording this, so that's going to be rather interesting to see. Yeah. Whether it'll make much difference, you know, I've always sort of thought it's nice to see a lot of the ex-Formula One drivers at different teams, but whether it's going to make that much difference performance-wise is another question.
You doubt they're really doing much, maybe apart from the drivers enjoy being around them.
Yeah, yeah.
But they won't do much for the team, really.
No, we'll wait and see. I mean, Alain Prost led Prost GP to so much success anyway, didn't he?
Yeah.
But still. Yeah, so, yeah, a few weird and wonderful little news stories. Then, like we said, it's been where all the drivers got confirmed. Like, with 6 weeks to go last year. It's kind of all been a bit odd, hasn't it? Over the last few weeks. There's just been no sort of speculation or rumours or things like that. Formula One is, like, the off-season now. Doesn't exist because there's not enough time. It doesn't exist because there's nothing going on.
And silly season happens in, like, April. So the summer silly season doesn't exist either.
No, exactly. It's kind of insane nowadays. But that does mean we get to shine a bit of a light on Formula 2, doesn't it, Jamie? Which, if anything, we're pretty happy to do as well.
Yeah. And they've actually got a good format this year, so it'll be a lot better to watch.
Yeah, we don't have to bang on every week about how woeful the F2 format is once again. So we've got basically every driver in Formula 2 has been announced in the last 4 days. So it's probably easiest then, Jamie, if we just run through all 11 teams. First of all, of course, Van Amersfoort, VAR Racing, have been confirmed to be racing in F2 this year. They have taken over from... Who is it they've taken over
from? I believe.
No? High Tech is still there. Campos is still there. Who have they taken over from? It is... Oh, that's going to really bug me.
Are they not the new team?
Yeah, but there was 22 cars last year, wasn't there?
Yeah, now there's
22.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Who have they taken over from again? This is really bad podcasting from the pair of us.
Yeah. 2021. Go.
They've taken over from someone. And I know as soon as you tell me, I'm going to remember who it was. What, HWA? Race Lab?
Yes.
That's
yes,
the one? Because I was trying to remember who delayed a race for last year. You can tell I've been playing a lot of F2. On F1 2021. So, Van Amersfoort, I'm not going to be able to get that name right. Their Dutch team, yep, they've confirmed Jake Hughes to their car. 27-year-old Jake Hughes.
In the junior sport, yeah.
Why, still? Bless him.
The thing is,
on the one hand, you can't hate Jake Hughes, because unlike a lot of these other guys that have clearly got far more money than skill, he's not a, like, weirdo or a bad person outside of the track, you know, avoiding naming any names. So I don't hate the decision to have him there. You know, he's going to guarantee that VAR are probably in the sport for at least 1 year. You know, they're not going to have financial difficulties getting some.
And he's slightly capable. Like, he's not offensive like Raggers or Calderon were back in the day.
No.
Like, he will do a decent job. He's got a few points here and there, but he's just 27.
Oh, you'd certainly hope so. Wouldn't you? Yeah. But you can't look past the fact he's older than half the F1 grid.
He's never going to get into F1, so what's the point of being F2?
Yeah.
I guess not many of them actually do, but like he's never going to... Like, he's not got potential. He's basically... That is his career, just racing in F2, which is not the point of F2.
Yeah, keeping junior seats funded. Get him in an LMDH, I reckon, is the way to go.
That's the solution to any driver who can't get into F1.
Pretty much any okay driver, LMDH or LMP2. Is the key nowadays. Let's go through then all of the teams, Jamie. Of course, we've already confirmed VAR's single driver so far. Let's go hype time. All aboard, Prema Racing. It's time for the Hauger hype train, Jamie. Finally, we're going to see him in an F2 car after his dominant F3 campaign.
Obliterate everyone.
It's weird that we both like a driver, isn't it? It doesn't happen often.
Yeah, AlphaTauri 2023, he's coming for you. He's going to win the title already.
Oh,
he's
guaranteed.
In the best team.
Guaranteed.
He's got a pretty average teammate. It's all sorted.
I was going to say, are we going to see Oscar Piastri 2.0?
He's better than
it
Piastri.
It is a real question, isn't it? He's not better than Piastri. He's very good, but yeah, I think it'll certainly be interesting to see how he gets on this year. Like you said, he's got a pretty mediocre teammate with him. Jayan Dhruvala are confirmed alongside him at Prema.
Dhruvala?
Third season in F2, yes.
I think he's won a few races, maybe sprint races, but. Never really shone
Like he's always sort of there or thereabouts, isn't he? But you never really get the sense he's going to be able to put up a title threat. Then again, we've always thought that about... Well, Guan Yu Zhou still didn't put up a title threat last year.
Well, he did.
He did up until about round four, and then Oscar Piastri learned how to just win all the time.
Just has to get pole, that was the important thing.
He won like 5 feature races.
Yeah, because he started on pole in them all. If he didn't do as well in quality, he wouldn't have done as well in the race. But fair play to him.
Right, okay. So being rapid in an F2 car would lead you to titles. Who would have thought
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, to be fair, Oscar Piastri, I think, got more points on Fridays than people like Roy Nassani got all year. Which is
Piastri
kind
must have got, what, 5 or 6 poles.
20 points from pole positions. Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about Oscar Piastri then. More talk about Jay Andaruvala. Could this be the year he puts up a bit of a title challenge? Do we want to
think
or are we going to see how good has wiped the floor with him?
I think
he'll be
one of those drivers
like Schwartzman.
He'll be one of those drivers who like wins an early feature race and everyone's claiming as a championship threat.
Like Guan Yu Zhou did last year.
Shut up.
I mean, it's exactly what Guan Yu Zhou did last year.
It's exactly what he did. But he's not going to get an F1 seat because he's mid. So.
Yeah. Unless we see some weird new team come in. You and I Virtuosi then up next. This is a lineup that, again, a bit like Prema, really hyped for one of them. Could not care less for the other.
Why is Sato there?
I don't know.
He's been in F2. This is his third full season.
Third or fourth year, isn't it? And he's never been anywhere.
He came in halfway through 2019. And he's barely scored points. Yes, he's been in quite bad teams. But how has he landed a seat in probably the second best team on the grid?
Yeah, it certainly begs the question. Far more importantly, though, up the boys, Jack Doohan. Explosive. Towards the end of last year, what was it, P2 on the grid in just
second
his second
in
weekend
the...
at
oh
Abu
yeah
Dhabi.
I was thinking second at F3 as well, and then competed F2 at the end of the season, didn't he?
Yep, did really well in F3, finished second there as well, like we said, behind the Hauger hype train. I think he's going to be one that could rustle some feathers this year.
Yeah, he could be like the Thierry Pourchaire of this year.
Yes, yeah,
like, and of course, I don't think he'll put up a title fight, but he could have some flashes of brilliance here and there.
Yeah, I think you look at someone like Hauger and you think this is going to be like maybe the 1 year he needs. You look at Jack Doohan and think he'll do quite well this year, sort of pick up his footing, and then next year will be where he goes for a championship challenge, I think is probably the way Doohan's looking at it. I mean, so was Oscar Piastri was meant to be. Prema confirmed, didn't they, a few weeks ago, that he had a 2-year deal with him that obviously he just can't use. Carlin up next then. This lineup I'm pretty excited for. It's going to be interesting to see. Liam Lawson and Logan Sargeant.
Sargeant's got his eyes on that Williams seat, I'm almost certain.
Yeah.
Because he was confirmed recently as a young driver for them. He did decent in F3 a couple of years ago. The year Piastri won it. He only just lost the title in the last race, so he could have a bit of potential. Liam Lawson, obviously quite a known quantity. I don't think he'll challenge the title, but he'll win a few races. That's the sort of driver he is.
I think Liam Lawson, he had a lot of bad luck last year, and he also
I suppose he's very young as
wrecked
well, so
car, didn't he? Everyone forgets how young he is. That's the other thing, isn't it? Should have won DTM as well. Let's not forget that farcical end. What was it with 2021? Farcical ends to championships. I'll never quite know. Yep. High Tech next, then. They've only confirmed one driver so far in Yuri Vips. He, of course, last year was joined by fellow Red Bull Junior. That was Lawson, wasn't it? Who was alongside him at High Tech last year. Because obviously Carlin now have got Lawson.
Carlin had Tictum, yeah.
Carlin had Tictum, of course. They had Tictum and...
Daruvala?
It was the other Red Bull Junior. Wasn't Daruvala?
I don't know.
Was it Jayan? It might have been Jayan Daruvala.
I think it was,
right. Yeah, and then of course, so they've got a whole new lineup ready for this season. ART, of course, have confirmed Thierry Pourchaire is back. No one was really surprised by that one, were they? Because again... Sauber Jr., Fred Vasseur owns ART. It all kind of makes sense.
He's got to put up a title fight this year, you'd think.
Yes, yeah. You want to see it happen this year, don't you, for Thierry Pourchaire? Not that if he had to do a third season, it'd be the end of the world, because again, he's
still
incredibly young.
Super young, but it's like, it's quite easy when you're that young just to constantly be okay and never actually improve. You see it.
And then you look at Jay Hughes.
Yeah. So it's sort of, you got to see a step, I think, this year for Pourchaire. Although he did do 2 races with injuries last year. So maybe cutting some slack.
Yeah, I think if we see Thierry Pourchaire picking up a couple of early race victories, then he's definitely going to be within a shout at a championship this year. MP Motorsport, another team that I feel, Jamie, looking at it, could spring a surprise with Drugovic and Clement Novak.
Interesting, aren't they? Drugovic was in there in his rookie season, did really well, and then went to MP. It didn't quite work. Not he went to Virtuosi, didn't really work out, and now he's back at MP. So it could be a good place for him. Novak, I've always rated quite highly when you watch him in F3. He was always like the quickest of the drivers who wasn't at Prima, wasn't he? Like,
yeah, was he Trident last year?
I think he was Trident, yeah. Which
so with Jack okay Dillon, in F3.
But yeah,
well, he won F3 last year.
Yeah, I guess they did actually, because the other two Prima drivers were horrendous. But yeah, I think they'll do well. I think MP are that sort of like midfield team that get the odd podium here and there in F2. They're never really going to win a constructors or a team's championship, sorry. But they could do a decent job.
But this is the thing, isn't it? They MP Motorsport are a team that have really made good steps forward over the last couple of years. You know, trying to get them everyone to forget they did have raggers in the car. and you sort of look at it and think, if they can get a car that Drugovic and Novak are confident with them underneath them, they could challenge for good, consistent results this year. MP Motorsport, I think, are definitely one we're going to be excited to see. Campos, though, confirmed Ralph Bosson. Great.
A waste of a seat.
Yeah, pretty much. Sums it up. He's really good for about half a lap a year, and then he's awful. Dams have got an interesting lineup, I guess is the way we're going to word it. Roy Nassani back again. Why?
Another waste of a seat.
Yeah. And Iwasa. A bit of a surprise one for me.
I don't know much about him. Wasn't he quite average in F3?
He was F3 last year. Let me just see if I can get up the results. He was 12th in F3 last year, so not particularly great.
I think you always see this with Red Bull when they've had Honda. They like to have a Japanese driver in their academy, which obviously means they're going to get rushed into places they shouldn't be.
Is he going to get the Sonoda treatment?
I don't think he'll get to F1, but his F2 might be the Sonoda treatment.
You never know. The thing is, if this year he just sort of gets his foot and he gets confident, next year he could be a good challenge.
Yeah, you never
know. Not quite the same rise as Sonoda, but still, you never quite know. An interesting lineup there. Not a huge amount of potential on paper, but could spring a surprise. And I think that is all six of the Red Bull Juniors confirmed for this year. Dennis Hauger, Jay Anderuvala, Jack Doohan, Liam Lawson, Yuri Vips, and Iwasa. All confirmed. Yeah. Red Bull
fighting
are pumping
for potentially
some money.
Two seats.
Yeah, it's kind of insanity, isn't it, down at Red Bull still? When you consider Ferrari don't have a single junior driver confirmed this season.
Arsenal will be there, I'm pretty sure. But
will he?
He's only,
I thought he was basically guaranteed to be racing in F3 again.
I mean, he's got a surname Leclerc, so he's probably just going to get stuff he doesn't deserve.
He was also a maniac last year in Formula 3.
Yeah, I mean, Ferrari's academy isn't that stacked. I mean, Red Bull's always has been.
Well, Red Bull have just got a huge amount of numbers, isn't it? That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you look at it, with the exception of the Hauger hype train, none of them are wildly, like, incredible talents. But a lot of them could still have the potential. Yeah. Yeah. Down to Trident, though, Jamie. We got, is it Callum Williams? Yeah, no sign of Brit Ferrari just yet.
Is he decent? I don't know much about him at all.
I think he's... I was about to say he's Williams Jr., but then I was just reading his surname. he was 19th in F3 last year and 31st in F3 the year before.
Wow. That's... Well, I mean, Genza are horrendous, which is the team he drove for.
Yes. Yeah, that's also still very true. Yeah, so we'll wait and see about him. Probably one of the most hyped-up drivers, then, coming into F2 this year, down at Charroux, is Chembolic Bassi, Jamie.
Yeah, that's very cool. I mean, obviously F1 Esports basically had nothing to do with his promotion to F2.
That is something we need to make very clear to begin with. As much as Formula 1 like to claim it has, Chem has been racing Formula 1, well, not Formula 1, but obviously racing real-life go-karts and things like that for his entire life. F1 Esports was just another way to keep on top when money's tight.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, very well done to him. I think it's really cool that he's there.
Yeah, because wasn't...
Yeah.
Was he meant to be racing F3 last year? Or have I got that wrong?
I think he was.
Because he did Formula 3 Asia last year and came ninth.
Did that on Joe one? Just remind me.
I think it was the one Joe went in, yeah, just to beat up some kids who've never driven their F3 car before.
Yeah, get those super license points.
Yep,
secure the
exactly.
Badge.
Euro Formula came fifth, and then he did some GT4 racing as well as European Le Mans. So you can't really always get too much information from those sorts of things. But yeah, I really like Chem. Don't get me wrong. But perhaps a year in FIA, F3 might have been good for him first. It's a big step up, isn't it?
It is a big step up. I don't think he'll embarrass himself. But like, he's a very capable driver from what we've seen. But yeah, it's
unlikely.
It'll
be a few points
be,
here and there.
Yeah, he won't be mixing it with the Haugers and the Porsches, I don't think.
Yeah. But then again, we love it when people prove us wrong. Again, we've kind of got to remember as well, although, yeah, he's obviously had a very difficult journey to this point. He is 23, I want to say, almost 24.
Yeah, he's 24 in a couple of weeks. So it's unlikely that he'll make F1, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Not optimistic, I'll be honest. But like we said, Chem, if you can surprise us this year, I'm more
sure
than happy
watching
to back you all the way. It's fair to say as well. But yeah, because we already mentioned Jake Hughes, haven't we? That rounds out F2 news for 2022, Jamie. There's still a few seats left to be confirmed. What have we got? 1, 3, 6 seats left. Any obvious choices for people that need to be coming back, looking at it?
I mean, a lot of the ones last year at the top of the championship said they weren't going to come back.
Yeah.
So, who's the highest returning driver at the minute? It'd be Porsche, wouldn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
Daruma finished behind him last year, didn't he?
I mean, Richard for sure is not there yet, but he's always sort of struggled with finances and getting passed around a bit. But hopefully he's a good driver, so I hope he gets on the grid.
Yeah, he can certainly spring a bit of surprise, isn't it? This is the problem, obviously. Guan Yu Zhou has made it to F1 somehow. Piastri hasn't made it to F1
and
can't race in Formula 2 again.
Because he won.
Schwartzman's been in F2 for too long, so he didn't really want to do another year there. Now, obviously, again, like we know, he's off to the Ferrari LMDH program. we're kind of going into a weird year, aren't we, in Formula 2?
Yeah, there's a lot of potential for another rookie champion, I think.
Yeah.
I think if I was to pick out a favourite, I'd probably say Hauger or Porsche. But I would back Hauger.
Yeah, you'd want to be thinking sort of the guys that need to be up there are going to be Porsche, Hauger, and I'd love to see Lawson battling right there as well. If Carlin can give him a good car, then fingers crossed he'll be right there as well. But like we said, you know, Drogovic and Novak could spring some surprises. Awasa might do something. We're not so sure about that one. Let's not get our hopes up too high. But yeah, exciting times in the world of F2. Formula 3 then, Jamie, no, we won't go into that today. We might have to save that for another week. There's just too much to get through, isn't it, when you start looking all the way down. I mean, it's nice to see Manuel Correa's been confirmed again.
Oh yeah, and Britt Ferrari's been confirmed as well.
Britt Ferrari's going to F3 as well, so we're going to be watching him closely this year. What's his actual name, sorry, again? Ollie? Is it Caldwell?
Ollie,
no.
I'm going to search Britt
Ollie
Ferrari.
Ollie
Bierman.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, we can certainly remember who's racing where. Oh, that was what I wanted to say to you as well, quickly, before we finish off. Italian F4 has got a new team this year, and their name is Cars Racing.
Oh yeah,
what
Cars
a name!
I've got some breaking news from the world of Twitter.
Oh, is this live
February
action?
February 11th, McLaren. There you go, another one.
Oh right, there we go. Then that's as it's hot off the press.
Hot off the press, as they say.
Yeah, McLaren then confirmed. Is that going to be the full car?
I don't know. They usually do full car, so I'd imagine so.
What day is the 11th, Jamie? Are we going to be here for a live show? A Friday! I'm off! I can do it! We're going to be back with a live podcast reacting to McLaren. Get in there, up the boys. But yeah, anything else to add then, Jamie? No more hot news? Hamilton's not confirmed his retirement?
No,
anything
unfortunately
like that?
Not.
Unfortunately not, eh? Just because Max isn't going to win the title this year.
No, I want to see Hamilton back to lose again. So
to lose again. Remember, Jamie, every time Hamilton has finished runner-up in F1, he's then gone on to win the next year.
Has that happened, what, twice?
Three times.
When was the other time?
Oh, yeah, it might be twice up to now. Yeah, 07, 16. Yeah, it was twice. That's it. But still.
Yeah.
So... Did he finish runner-up in 2013?
No.
No, it was Alonso still, wasn't it? Was it? Who Alonso. Did finish runner-up in 2013? Alonso was it Alonso? Did. Oh, fair enough then. Fair enough. But Hamilton still won the year after that anyway, so who cares? But yeah, I think that might round us up then for this week then. An hour shorter than we managed last week out. But yeah, I think that's been good fun though, Jamie. We want to look, you know, towards sort of F2 and F3 a bit more this year for some extra news. We're a throwback to one of the first podcasts we did where we allowed Jamie to do an F2 show afterwards. Which was always quite funny.
Won the feature race.
So Nikas Kwanyusha won, and then Oscar Piastri started dominating, so you didn't want to do it.
And then
it
we
anymore.
Didn't do any more after that.
No, exactly. We're going to be bringing that back this year, I reckon. But yeah, thank you all so much for listening/watching as always. If you have enjoyed, do make sure you click follow or subscribe. And yeah, we'll be back next week then. We don't know what's happening yet. We might do more winter rundown. We might get confirmed that Red Bull have bought every single F2 junior seat. Who knows? We'll be there no matter what's going on.